Chapter 1. The Three Rooms. Some years ago, I took a trip from Charleston, South Carolina, to New York on the ship called Independence. The captain of the ship was a man named Hardy. We planned to sail on June 15th if the weather was nice. On June 14th, I boarded the ship to take care of some matters in my room. There were many passengers, including a lot of ladies. There were several people on the passenger list whom I knew. One of these was my friend, Mr. Cornelius Wyatt, a young artist. We had been students at the same university. He was a man of genius who loved art. Wyatt was a sensible man, but did not like people very much. In all, I was happy that he would be on the trip. I noticed that he had reserved three rooms. From the list of passengers, I learned that he was traveling with his wife and his two sisters. The rooms were a good size with two berths each, one above the other. Each berth was only big enough for one person. Still, I could not understand why he had reserved three rooms for four people. At that time in my life, I was a very curious person. I confess that I thought a lot about the extra room and came up with many shocking possible reasons. Of course, it was really none of my business, but I still wondered at this puzzle. At last I concluded, "It is for a servant, of course," I said. "What a fool I am not to have thought of such an obvious solution sooner." I looked at the list again, but saw that there was no servant. Originally, a servant had been on the passenger list, but was crossed off. I then thought, it must be for extra baggage. Maybe the baggage contained an important painting that Wyatt wished to bring to Nicolino. Nicolino was an Italian Jewish art dealer in New York City that Wyatt dealt with. This idea satisfied me, and my curiosity ended for the moment. I knew Wyatt's two sisters very well. They were friendly and clever girls. He had only just recently married his wife, so I hadn't met her yet. However, he'd often talked to me about her with a lot of excitement. He described her as extremely beautiful, smart, and successful. Therefore, I was quite interested in meeting her.